have been feeling oh so blue. I always thought that you would love me. I don't know what I should do. Do do ba ba da do da do do ba ba da do 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 ba ba da do da. I don't know what I should do. I always thought that you would love me. I always thought that you'd be true. And now I'm sadly feeling lonely. I don't know what I should do. Do do.
Hello, hello. Thank you so much for joining me here on this abbreviated version of Healing Through Hurt, iTalk Radio. I am your host, C. Maria Wall, a.k.a. the Mediator, the Shero at your Ground Zero. Tonight I'm just bringing you our coming attractions because we are about to embark on our brand new season for the 2015 year, and we will be kicking off everything coming, actually starting tomorrow for our Sunday morning inspiration. And of course, last week I began the Greatness in You series, and we're going to continue that tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. on our Sunday morning inspiration, and my topic will be the devil's detour. That's the devil's detour. I hope you can join me, and of course, if you cannot, you can always come back. I will be posting the replay. If for some reason you cannot find the replay online, just send me a text for replay of inspiration or show, and I will send you the link to the replay. So text me at 202-618-2556 if you have any questions or comments ever. So tomorrow morning at 6 a.m., our Sunday morning inspiration, my topic will be the devil's detour. And coming next Sunday, the 20th, if you're there with me at 6 a.m., my topic will be the mouthy messengers for our Sunday morning inspiration. We will not have a show next week because I had several engagements, and right now we are planning on being out of town on 7/19, so we will not have a show that week for our Saturday night show, but we will be back Sunday morning for our Sunday morning inspiration show. And moving right along on 7/26, my special guest will be businesswoman and survivor Nisha Jackson. And let me tell you a little bit about Nisha. She was raised in numerous foster homes, went out on her own at age 17, and during those turbulent years, she was the victim of physical and emotional abuse. Her story, in her own words, is that she's a lot like you and me in many ways. She also worked two jobs while completing her senior year in high school, and by age 22, she had amassed $20,000-plus worth of debt. She decided it was time for her to take control of her financial future. She began to read everything about personal finance. She set both short and long-term goals for herself, which is something a lot of us do not do. She created a financial plan. She not only eliminated the $20,000-plus of debt, but she also saved $22,000 to put down on a new home. So join me on 7/26 right here on Healing Through Hurt, iTalk Radio, and my special guest will be Nisha Jackson. And moving right along, the Sunday morning inspiration for the 27th, my topic is not announced yet because God hasn't sent me what it will be just yet. But we will have a regular show on 7/27, at 6 a.m. for our Sunday morning inspiration. As soon as I get the vision, I'll be sure to let you know what our topic is going to be. And moving right along into August, can you believe we're almost into August? But on August the 2nd, my very special guest will be author Susan Allison. And you may know Susan because she's the highly successful author of Conscious Divorce and Empowered Healer. And she never believed in love at first sight until it happened to her. When she was on a full moon night in June of 1994, she was out at an engagement, and she met Thomas Higginbotham, the author of 5 books of poetry and the award-winning novel Local Tribes and a History of Surfing in Santa Cruz. She was at a writer's group on that beautiful fully moonlit night, I should say, and she and Thomas had tea after the function, then the magic began. Stars struck, they each went home, stayed up all night, and wrote full moon poems to share at the next group meeting. Their poems had the same title and similar message. And her new book is titled Our Spirits Dance. And she'll be joining me. And just so you know, I just discovered, not even an hour ago, I kept thinking, I know this name, I know this book title. And I had gone back into my library, and sure enough, Susan had reached out to me back in 2011. But for those of you that know my story, you know that my world was still in shattered pieces in 2011, and we lost touch. Well, now, because of divine timing, she will be joining me on August the 2nd. And moving right along, August the 3rd, of course, we will have our regular scheduled 6 a.m. Sunday morning inspiration, where I will be continuing the Greatness in You series. I'm not sure what the topic will be on that day, of course, because I don't know what it'll be the Sunday before just yet, but I promise you, it will be something that I hope you will be able to get whatever you need out of. I promise you that. On August the 9th, my very special guest will be author David Tabatsky. His father was diagnosed with leukemia in 1986, and he died less than a year later. At that time, no one spoke much about his father's illness, as if it would go away if they didn't. And David never heard anyone mention any other option besides medicine for his father, or any option for anyone who loved him, for that matter. Eventually, years later, David figured out that writing and communicating in general about his father and cancer could be helpful both for him and for those who have come into contact with either of them. Write for Life, both the book and the foundation, are a continuation of David's discoveries. Along the way, he's been fortunate to work on a number of related books and projects. And we'll be talking about all of that on August the 9th. But wait, I'm not finished yet. We have so much more coming up this year. So, on August the 16th, we have a return guest. Ann Thomas will be coming back, and she's doing something special that I'm doing this season. She'll be reading excerpts and chapters from her book, The Consecrated Cocoon. There's nothing like coming back, sitting down, and listening to someone read their words, but they are speaking their written words. So as we sit back and hear the words from the author herself, she can take us right into the pages of her book. So that's 8:16 and 8:23. We're rolling right along. Sister Arlene Spann of Arlene Spann Sweats, she'll be here sharing so much with us. Her journey from being overweight and having several health issues, getting healthy again. And she's also the co-author in a brand new book. So we'll be talking about her book compilation, and hopefully she'll be sharing her chapter with us on August the 23rd. And August the 30th is a very special show. Angel Woods, a.k.a. Angel Silly Cell Woods, will be visiting us here on Healing Through Hurt to talk about her advocacy, sickle cell awareness, and we'll also be talking about her new children's book, Jeffrey's Story, A Time of Sickle Cell Crisis. So make sure that you get out your calendar and you're planning on being here for all of our wonderful, wonderful guests. And rolling right along, we're also into September. Again, we have another returning guest, but with her latest book. Esther Hunter will be joining us to do a chapter reading and commentary in her brand new book that's due out the end of this month. So you will not want to miss that. And then on 9/20, we will not be on 9/13 because I will be away celebrating my birthday the weekend of 9/12. So we'll be back on 9/20 with Melanie Inspires Thomas, and we will be talking about her brand new book, 101 Truths for You, Truths to Encourage and Guide You Along This Journey of Life. And we can all use a little help and guidance, and a great roadmap to help us maneuver all of the obstacles and changes that life tends to throw our way. And coming this fall, the Marathon of Hope Kingdom Movement Part 2, Diamonds in the Rough, will be coming back this fall. So stay tuned for more information on that. And it is fundraiser season. If you don't know, Healing Through Hurt, iTalk Radio, and the Sunday Morning Inspiration, and most of our programs are sponsored by the Wall Foundation Incorporated, that is an IRS-approved and recognized 501c3 nonprofit. And this year, we are participating in the Macy's Shop for a Cause program. You will be able to get your coupons online as well as in person. We will have information about that coming out this week as well. And next year, 2015, we're planning on doing the Women of Wisdom and Worth Marathon of Hope Kingdom Movement Women's Retreat in Orlando, Florida. So we are branching out, we are reaching out, and we hope many of you will join us for that. Again, if you'd like to get on our mailing list, there's several ways you can do that. You can message me at 202-618-2556 with your email address, or you can email me at healingwithmaria@yahoo.com or mariawall@thewallfoundationinc.org. If you ever need to write to us, our address is Post Office Box 272 in Randallstown, Maryland, 21133. And I've already given you the phone number, but I'll share it again, 202-618-2556. And if you are on Facebook, you can join us on the Marathon of Hope Kingdom Movement Group or Healing Through Hurt iTalk Radio presented by the Wall Foundation, Inc. That is the main page on Facebook. And our Marathon of Hope Kingdom Movement is the main group for our program there. Feel free to join us on any of our sites. If you're on Google Plus, we are the Relationship Recovery Group there. Feel free to join us there. That is my group coaching platform, and we are almost, we're getting close to 400 strong there alone. So join us there. And, of course, you've heard about WOW, W-O-W-W, Women of Wisdom and Worth. That is our group on meetup.com. If you'd like to join us there, feel free to do so. So these are just some of the things that we have going on. And it's our new season and fiscal year. We hope that you will get involved in some way. We would love to have you. Much love and respect to all of my sisters of the Marathon of Hope Kingdom Movement. And our prayers and condolences go out to Sister Marcella Moore on the going home of her dear sweet Mama Pearl. We will give a moment of silence for that before I end. So many blessings to Mama Pearl. Spread your beautiful wings and fly. God called another one of his butterflies home to take her place and to be upgraded to the status of angel. So our condolences and prayers go out to my dear sister Marcella Moore. She is the creator, founder, and host of the Motivate and Pray show that airs at 8 a.m. on Saturday mornings. And she is like a sister to me. You know, being family consists of more than DNA. So our prayers are with her. And as always, before I go, I'd like to pray each and every one of you enough. I pray enough sunshine to brighten your rainy days. And I pray you enough rain to make your gardens grow beautifully. I pray you enough smiles to turn that frown you've been carrying around upside down. But most of all, I pray you enough strength and courage to face whatever may be coming your way this week and beyond. So until next time, which will be at 6 a.m. tomorrow morning, I am your most gracious, humble, and appreciative host, the visionary C. Maria Wall, a.k.a. the mediator, the Shiro, at your ground zero, praying each and every one of you enough. And as always, before I go, I'd like to remind you to continue to pay it and pray it forward, because you were built, you were created to be God awesome and Jesus strong. Don't worry, if you made it through this day, tomorrow is a brand new day to keep moving forward and make something wrong right and achieve a new goal. So until next time, be well, be blessed. Have a wonderful, wonderful remainder of your weekend. And we will continue to bring you the absolute best in programs and guests here on Healing Through Hurt, iTalk Radio, and all of our programs online and off. And I thank you, thank you, thank you. Words cannot express how appreciative I am of all of your words of encouragement, your prayers, your continued support. As I said, words cannot describe how appreciative I am. Thank you from the top of my heart, from the pit of my soul. Namaste, my spirit, honors each and every one of your spirits. Until next time, be well, be blessed, and I will see you soon. We started off with one song, an old song from a good friend of mine from the UK, Gillian Druitt, but I think we're going to end with some good music. It's just a feel-good song. It's been a beautiful weekend. Pretty uneventful for me, so every day that goes by that's uneventful is a blessing for me. So I want to thank each and every one of you. Be well, be blessed, and we're going to end our program with Tori Lee's good music. I'll see you soon. Mm-hmm.
with my mind off of the pain. Love when the beat takes me away with only good music. Oh, 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 with only good music. Something about the things you said stays in my mind. Makes me wanna sit down and listen to you. I listen all night. The melody, the arrangement makes my body go so crazy. I tie my feet, man, I love the beat. It's the way the music comes over me. The emotions I get, I won't fight. Sometimes the music is sure to make you cry, then dry your eyes. You know when the music is the way you can hide. Life. I get lost in your words. It feels so good when I'm hurt. Take my mind off of the pain. Love when the beat takes me away with only good music. Oh, 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 with only good music.
I tell Rihanna, please don't stop the music. Could Lauren strum my pain with her fingers? I could really use it. Quiet storms full of purple rain. My Sharia more lovely as a summer day. I'll let the whispers follow Marvin Gaye in my headphones till the music starts to fade away. I'd give away my brown sugar for a bit of pop. If love really was a bullet, I'd have took the shot. Yeah, now would you buy me a drink just to take me home? Put your game in a song just to make me moan. I like my Robin Thicke, me alone. A thug album, triple shots, that's a trace.
I get lost in your words. It feels so good when I'm hurt. Take my mind off of the pain. Love when the beat takes me away with only good music.